Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Just be thankful. Hello, folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call.
I hope everyone had a good Christmas.
I hope you had...
And holidays thus far.
A happy holidays thus far.
I'm Megan.
I'm Dean.
It's Tuesday.
It's the last Indie Wake Up of the year.
Wow.
It is Christmas Eve. No, it is New Year's Eve morning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Sorry, we're recording this the day before. So time flies when you're off... For a week of work.
Yeah.
It's already New Year's.
Yeah, we're exiting that liminal space of the week between and into, you know, the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, we're counting down the top 50 songs of the year, sort of. We have to make CanCon, of course.
But Canadian songs are amazing.
This is true.
And they're all on the list.
This is true. But these Canadian songs... might be in a different spot on my top 100 list, but have maybe been bumped up to make the top 50 for CanCon purposes.
I see. Not patriotic, Dean.
No.
Okay.
No, nationalism is a cancer, folks.
My God.
It's not good stuff. But we just heard Ugly, a band from the UK. See, I'm equal opportunity here. The song was called I'm Happy You're Here. That was number 50 on our list.
Wow.
Little indie folk band. They're pretty cool. Check them out. The whole record, I'm Happy You're Here, is really good.
Nice. Yeah, no, I really liked it. You can always find all these playlists on Dean's Spotify.
Yep.
If you want to look. Dean Hayden, so fun.
That's right.
But yeah, we're excited to get into it with you. So next up we have Dirt Roads.
Yes.
By Tia Wood.
That's exactly. That's number 49. Here we go.
Right. taking me, babe.
Oh, I need one to love.
cool, cause the future looking bright and real sacred as the used red future.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It is New Year's Eve morn. We are counting down the top 50 songs of the year, as according to us. And we just heard number 47. That was Red Future by Snotty Nose Rez Kids.
Nice.
Before that, we heard Jeremy Albino with I Don't Mind Waiting. And right at the top, we heard Tia Wood, number 49, that would have been Dirt Roads.
Yes,
so Albino was 48.
We're gonna get from basically 50 to 26 today.
That's true.
And then you'll have to tune in next week for 25 to 1.
That's exactly right.
But yeah, we're very excited. I liked all those songs, but I gotta say, probably gonna say that every single break because they are the top songs. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, we have winnowed down this list. Oh, folks, we worked on this for like a month straight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Dean's got spreadsheets. It's like picture like a mad scientist with like 10 monitors, and he's like.
Yeah.
Furiously watching all the YouTube like countdown reviews of other music reviewers, and he's like updating 7 different spreadsheets and Spotify playlists at the same time.
Which ones are CanCon? And then like I stipulate like, because otherwise like every song would just be a Mound Goat song for like the whole top 10. Although we didn't get any new Mound Goats this year, so you're not going to hear any Mound Goats the next couple weeks from the show, which is a rarity.
Tragic.
But. I have a stipulation in my own list that I can only put one song per artist.
Okay.
So then it becomes which, like, if there's someone puts out a great record, how do you decide which track?
You've gotta.
And hem and we haw, folks. But we've finally narrowed it down here. And if you, appreciate all of this hard work that goes into this list. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world.
Basically.
I think, like, you know, it's not something easy like being a single mom. it's like hard, diligent work. If you want to support that, please consider going to cfrc.ca/donate. This is the last day of the funding drive.
So please
help us out. Every little bit helps. To those of you who did donate over the last couple months, maximum respect to you.
Although, if you're listening to this in the archives, I think you still can donate in January. There's also going to be...
You can always donate.
There's CFRC funding drive events happening in January, so I can't imagine that they're going to turn your money away.
Yeah, we're always happy to take donations.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is, I guess, not technically the last day of the funding drive anymore. That's a good point. We've got trivia coming up in January, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. But also stay tuned to number 46 on our countdown here. This is Johnny Blue Skies, a.k.a. Sturgill Simpson, with the track Scooter Blues.
I've been feeling like a piece of rice paper. Think I'll move to an island and turn into vapor. Get a scooter and a house on a hill. Fish all day just to fill up the grill. Spend my mornings making chocolate milk and Eggos. My days at the beach, my nights stepping on Legos. Wave to the world, screaming hasta luego. Everybody back home will say, where the hell did he go? Gonna hop in a boat, throw the paddle away. Offer my heart up to the break and the sway. Wake up every day in the sun. Kick off my flip-flops and go for a run. Gonna hop on my scooter, go down to the store. When people say, are you here, my Sonata anymore?
With the wind in my hair, I'm gonna scooter my blues away. I hear those islands calling my name. Since the first time I saw them, Lord, I ain't been the same. Maybe I'll end up in Toulon, or over in Cottonoy, up in Coron. Buy me a bar in Nikon's tamarack. Learn how to kickbox so I don't get fat. Suck on some coconuts and play me some checkers. Lay on a beach till all my freckles connected. We're gonna hop in a boat, throw the paddle away. Off of my heart up to the break and the sway. Wake up every day in the sun. Kick off my flip-flops and go for a run. Gonna hop on my scooter, go down to the store. People say, are you him? I say, not anymore. With the wind in my hair, I'm gonna scooter my blues away. Say, are you him? I say, not anymore. With the wind in my hair, I'm gonna scooter my blues away. With the wind in my hair, I'm gonna scooter my blues away. Oh no.
Anything other than my usual apathetic tone. I'm not a cop, I'm not a priest, but you confess it all to me. Who else knows? Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist. Act breathe the life that you believe in it. Just a step in your character development. Was I just playing a role and you were taking me home? I took a day to crawl the bay. I told you I'm afraid to change you went away. I pity the version of me who carved our name into that tree.
Just a step in character development. Was I just playing?
Folks, hello, and welcome back to your New Year's Eve morn indie wake-up call, CFRC 101.9 FM. Those are all the things I had to say in the correct order. Yeah, that was the first take on
totally
that
one. Totally first take.
So easy. I'm a professional.
Also, can I say Tuesday Supremacy? We're getting the New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
We're getting the Christmas Eve show. Yeah. Like, that's
I love
right.
Eves.
Go
folks.
Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday's popping off
We're
this year.
We're anticipatory on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just heard song number 44 on our countdown of the top 50 songs of the year. What was that track?
It was Just a Scratch by Tokyo Police Club.
That's right.
That was one of the concerts we were lucky enough to see in 2024. Great times, great band. They're not a band anymore. Goodbye, Tokyo Police Club. We love ya. Before that, that was 45.
Mm-hmm.
Manic Pixie Pacifist, I thought it said fascist for a second, by, wow, hard to read in tiny text.
Yeah, that's Hallelujah Hailu.
So true.
Yeah.
So I need glasses.
Okay, hear me out. Is Donald Trump a manic pixie fascist? Kinda, right?
Oh my gosh! Okay, yeah, everyone stop calling him the Orange Man, the Cheeto, manic pixie fascist.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I love him.
Okay, and then at 46.
Yeah, 46.
I'm counting correctly.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That was Scooter Blues by Johnny Blue Skies and slash he is Sturgill Simpson.
Yes. I don't know. He wanted a rebrand for this record. I'm whatever, man. Sure.
Okay,
we were going to talk about gifts that we received, but do we want to talk about our favorite concerts of the year?
Okay.
What was your favorite show that you saw?
Oh my goodness. I saw a lot of good shows. I saw Fiddlar, which was great. We saw Geese and King Gizzard, which was really fun. We saw Vampire Weekend.
That, for me, best show of the year. Handily.
Wow.
Handily
yeah,
the best
great.
Show of the year.
It was
and
really
like,
good.
Possibly the best concert I've ever seen.
That was also a great show.
And it was pouring rain and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was still so good.
And we had, that was also, I feel like, great. Just worked out well for us. We had bought lawn seats, but then there was a bunch of empty chairs. So then we just took chairs and no one came the whole time.
No one came.
And we, I don't know
Lord.
If that's concert ticket fraud, but that was very nice. Yeah, I don't know. Fiddlar was very fun.
I spent like $40
I saw Doja
on
Cat. What am I talking about? Okay, that actually, Doja, like, I love her. Heart, she put on a great show. The whole experience was like 0 out of 10.
Well, you were surrounded by British people.
I went and saw her in England at a music festival. And the rest of the music festival was EDM or drum and bass or whatever they call it over there, which I don't listen to, unfortunately. I'm sure, I know it's, you know, musically great. There's all these artists, like, I'm sure it's amazing, but it's not for me. And
you know, English EDM concert, I think Dante described that as one of the circles of hell.
No, they're having a lot of fun. I'm sure if you are an English EDM fan, like, that's like peak.
Devils are always having fun in hell.
Oh,
that's what they do.
Oh, my goodness.
White devils.
But that was also pouring rain. But, like, Vampire Weekend was, like, as if, you know, it was, like, a little sprinkle. This was, like, oh, my God. Like, we were in a hurricane. Like, it was so rainy. I was wearing a raincoat with a poncho over top, and it soaked through both completely.
Yikes.
My skin was, like, saturated. And you had to go into the concert 5 hours before Doja came on, because that was last entry to the festival, and I didn't know any other artist except Kate Renata, who went on at the same time as Doja Cat. LOL.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
And all the drinks were $10,000 and all the food was $10,000 and tasted bad because it's in England. But you know, Doja put on a show. I love her. She's amazing. She danced really hardcore in the rain. Like, the rain was not stopping her at all. She was not cowering under the little thing. She, like, went out on the full walkway.
Well, God bless her.
You know? So,
okay, like,
that was great. There's a lot of good shows this year. A lot of good stuff.
Right,
we saw the Strokes cover band, which we talked about before.
Oh, yeah, we saw the Brokes a couple weeks ago.
Good times.
But yeah. Anyway, folks, we're on to number 43 on our list here. It's the Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman. Right back to it. Here we go.
Of mine. I can't this song with no end. If I can keep up, we'll get right back to
doesn't wanna fall. Everything.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are counting down our top 50 songs of the year, or at least our top 50 through 26, and then the next half will be next week. But we just heard song number 41, which was Catronata, Spit It Out.
Spit It Out.
That's right.
What's that from?
I don't know.
It's like a YouTube thing, maybe?
I have no idea what you're talking about at all. Before that, we heard Lucky Number 42. That was Ruby Waters with their track Bucket. And right at the top, at number 43, it was Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman, Right Back to It. That was one that grew on me. First time I heard it, I was like, you know, I could take her to leave it. But it does. You have some of these tracks, folks, you got to let them marinate in your brain for a while, you know? Folks, it was just the holiday season, and we were, of course, spoiled rotten, and, you know, received many gifts that we, you know, did not deserve and are not entitled to,
but nonetheless received. I'm curious to see what age you transition from, like, being a child to being an official adult to your parents. Maybe never, because our parents are still giving us mucho presents, which is great, as if we're, like, kids. Not complaining at all. This is great. I'm just wondering if one day, like maybe when we turn 30, they're gonna be like, one present each.
That'd
like
be a nice. Like a normal I don't adult. Need all this stuff. And like honestly, like all the toys that I got, I'm already bored with. You know? I just threw them in a pile. I don't even care. So
that's the dog. That's actually what happened to the dog.
That is what the dog did. That is true. But no, I my sister got me this little like hydroponic like herb gardening
thing. Yeah,
it's all self enclosed. Like it doesn't even need to be like kept in the window or anything. So that I'm very excited to set that up.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Dean was very funny because bought my dad from Costco the giant thing of peanut M&Ms.
And like, do you know where she put that?
Very large.
Where did you put the giant thing of peanut M&Ms? Not in the pile of gifts that we have right beside... the cupboard.
It didn't
fit
in the gift bag, so I just stuck it in the cupboard for a second.
She put it in the cupboard with all of the food that I eat.
But I told Dean when I bought it that
you literally did not. You literally... This is a lie. This is gaslighting.
So Dean ate a bunch of it. And then we were debating, like, okay, does it look like so much is eaten that it can't be a gift anymore? And sadly, the answer was yes.
Yes, I ate many
M&Ms. It looked like it had been eaten. So then I got my dad separate chocolates. I was like, whatever, I'll add a little Toblerone bar to his gift. And then we're unwrapping presents from Dean's parents to us. And lo and behold. Another giant thing of peanut M&Ms. So now we have like probably 1,000 plus peanut
M&Ms. It's probably like, roughly 5 pounds of M&Ms.
I have no idea how we're going to eat all that. So we need to have a party and just have it out in bowls like all around the apartment. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, it's a peanut M&M party.
Yeah. But. So that's what we're working with.
Yeah.
But what gift really chuffed your chips? That you got.
Oh my gosh, so many. My parents gave us some really nice movie posters, which was great. We got a Roman Holiday poster. We got a When Harry Met Sally poster. Raising Arizona poster, which I was like, I don't even know how my parents have, like, they don't watch movies, but they found all these
posters.
They nailed
it. Yeah, it's real good.
Go them.
Speaking of nailing it, this is quite the fun little track here, landing at number 40. This is Joey Valance and Bray featuring Danny Brown. It's Pack a Punch. Here we go.
Trousers, hoodie up with the strings in a bow. Whip so low, keep the underglow. Speakers thump thumping, beats bump bumping. Talk to my fist if you wanna say something. Don't you know that I pack up punch? Don't you know that I pack up punch? Don't you know that I pack up punch? Don't you know that I pack up? Can I get a what?
What?
Get cut. Don't do it for the money. I do it for the butt. You cannot compete. You're trying to keep up. Your name's not Olivia. You don't got the what your mama said last night, blowing up like a bad pipe, born with so much sauce, I think I was a dry bully in my past life. I'm going in, I baddest at the door, swinging the mic like clubs at Top Golf. You pale as your feet are stuck, you cannot move, you got no groove, what is you to do? But to accept your fate, I'ma dice you up and serve you on the plate. Go to Hell's Kitchen, whipping up the chicken, eat you alive, huh, that's the mission.
And now, entering the ring, Danny
Chan. Punks jump up, meet the wrap of my hand. Have your face up like a 2K skin. Feel like an old Xbox lobby, I'm that. So ain't no disrespect, my dogs will go get ya. What you had for lunch, you eat a punch. Wash it down with your own blood and you get a stump. After for dessert, make you a leaker. Face in your face when I'm coming out the speaker. Come around here and play me, cause you'll get jumped, man. No ifs, ands, or maybe. Put you to sleep like rock-a-bye, baby. So watch your mouth, cause you don't wanna get crazy. So what you want, you gon' get what you're asking. My groove will bruise and we'll come through smashing. Time for some action, time for some action. No half step, cause my dog's never lacking.
Don't you know that I pack up punch?
What?
Don't you know that I pack up punch?
What?
Don't you know that I pack up punch?
What?
Don't you know that I don't you know that I pack up punch?
What?
Don't you know that I pack up punch?
What?
Don't you know that I pack up punch?
What?
Don't you know that I don't
All right.
I'm your number one.